All right, for those of you who are listening on the podcast feed, I'm getting this live set up on YouTube, so it's going to take a little while. This is the Squared Circle News breaking report. Well, not necessarily breaking, but bonus report or breaking news report. A second one this week, just regarding the allegations against WWE, former WWE chairman Vince McMahon, who's now part the chairman of the board. Breaking circle, breaking news. And so please bear with me if you're on the podcast feed. We're going to go live. On YouTube momentarily. We should be getting there now, and as long as we're public, we're good to go. This is set to private. I don't understand why. But let's go to analytics and let's see if I can get it to public. Now I'll have to restart it, so just bear with me. And I do have to apologize. Okay, so we're privacy on public, and I'll make sure that okay, so it is oh public, yeah, it is public, okay. So all right. So now I'm gonna go ahead and see if I can share it onto Twitter. There's Circle News live. Hashtag live now. Oops. For those of you who are 18 or younger, I need to first of all point out and preface this by saying that some of what I'm going to be talking about today are graphic in nature. So another Vince McMahon scandal. That's why we're here. Yesterday it broke that through the Wall Street Journal that Vince McMahon was the subject of another lawsuit in the federal court brought by I want to say the name was Janelle Grant. Let me see if I can get them. Nope, that's too far back. We went through a lot of there was a lot of it. And forgive me, first of all, like I said, if you are under 18 or if you have kids listening, you may watching or listening, you may not want to you may not want to let them listen because there's going to be a lot of graphic language in this. And I know that this live feed may not get a lot of views because it is, 11:49 a.m. Eastern time. However, so here's where it comes down to. Is from Janelle Grant, who is apparently a former employee of the WWE. I'm going to try to get to the actual links or the actual testimony. It's a 60-page document. Complaint number one. So this was filed January 25th, 2024, The United States District of Court, United States District Court for the District of Connecticut, General Grant's plaintiff against World Wrestling Entertainment, and Vincent K. McMahon and John Laurinaitis. So basically, I'm gonna go, the introduction. Janelle Grant's former employee, WWE, who was victim of physical and emotional abuse, sexual assault, and trafficking at WWE. Ms. Grant is filing this lawsuit not just to address her own suffering, but also to act for those who are afraid to speak out. WWE's billionaire founder and executive chairman, defendant Vincent K. McMahon, lived in a penthouse duplex in Ms. Grant's apartment building. The two met in March of 2019 when Ms. Grant was dealing with profound grief and struggling financially. After devoting years to round-the-clock caregiving, her parents passed away. On top of that, she was unemployed, and her family home was lost in her parents' bankruptcy. Not understanding how she could afford a rental in Greenwich, Connecticut, and I apologize for my voice. I'm feeling a little bit under the weather, so it's going to be tough to get through this. But I kind of have no choice. All right. Basically, after her family passed away, Miss Grant dedicated herself to finding gainful employment. Neighbors in her building provided care advice, career advice, and sought her assistance with personal events. Miss Grant used these non-paying roles and volunteer work and community initiatives to build a resume. Okay, so Greenwich, Connecticut is, for those of you who don't know, Greenwich, Connecticut is basically on the New York border. New York City border, and it's literally a suburb of New York City. It is probably it's closer to New York City than Stamford, where WWE's headquarter is. So if her, obviously if her, family home was lost, and her family home was lost in her parents' bankruptcy. Okay, so that's clear that up. The building's resident manager wanted to help. She messaged McMahon to ask whether he would talk to her, sharing that Miss Grant had been through a hardship, and would do great things if given a fresh start. McMahon enthusiastically responded, "Hell yes." That's in quotes. It's third party, so that's again a legend. And it goes through the entire process of getting a position with the WWE. As an administrator coordinator, a position McMahon created for her in WWE's legal department, Ms. Grant began working that role June 17, 2019. Ms. Grant remained in that role with the exception of a temporary relocation to the XFL until McMahon verbally directed her to transfer to the talent relations department, reporting to defendant John Laurinaitis on March 9, 2021, in the middle of COVID. Right. Okay. That was my commentary. Let's see. McMahon and Laurinaitis informed Ms. Grant she would be promoted to vice president of operations in the talent relations department, providing her with an organizational chart reflecting this decision. Seriously? Like she has no. Okay, that I don't know. A lot of this just doesn't force. First of all, before we get into anything else, I'm not victim shaming. I'm not defending Vince McMahon nor his actions. And I'm not defending, and I'm not also not throwing guilt. I prefer to go with facts. Of course, you could file a lawsuit against anything. It doesn't mean that they're facts, right? Because it's the one side, there's always three sides of the story: his side, her side, and the truth. The truth is always somewhere in the middle, and it could be at any combination or anything thereafter. March 2020, McMahon began sharing sexually explicit photographs and videos of Miss Grant, including pornographic content he recorded with other men, both inside and outside the company, including with members of the television production tech team, executive producers, and world famous athlete and former UFC champion, with whom WWE was actively trying to sign to a new contract. Again, no name given, no name released. The thought being that it might be Brock Lesnar, but he's not specifically named because apparently they never actually met up. I'm going to scroll down again. It's a lot for those of you. It is publicly filed, obviously, so you could learn, you could read it for yourself. And let's see, venue. So she's claiming that she was tracking. Okay. There was a non-disclosure agreement signed. And it goes through all this again. Let's see. There are screenshots of text messages supposedly sent from Vince to this Miss Grant. I don't know the legitimacy of those text messages because they could be again altered, or if I change the name, if you change the name of a contact in your phone to say whatever name you want, that's what it boils down to. There are also text messages, there are also screenshots that don't have the name of the contact in view. So again, this is where it's going to start to get very graphic. A lot of the text messages are very, very sexual in nature. There's also a lot of Gen Z abbreviations that say you, just a letter, or you are capitalization all throughout that are that are just random, right? It doesn't, to me, looking at it from an outsider, for what we know about Vince McMahon, who is a workaholic, who is, we as we're told, is a workaholic, somebody who is also a germaphobe, and somebody who doesn't like when people sneeze around him. A lot of this is hard to accept that it is truly Vince McMahon. But with that said, I don't know. But here we go. Here's one of the first ones. Supposedly, there was a threesome with Vince, Miss Grant, and a third person, in which supposedly McMahon defecated on Miss Grant's head. McMahon left to shower off, but he instructed Miss Grant to remain in place with excrement in her hair and to continue performing for his friend. Following the threesome on May 11, 2020, McMahon sent an explicit message to Miss Grant that further detailed his fantasies of seeing her engaged in sexual relations. I love it. That's you, Janelle. You just can't get enough, can you? In the future, it's going to be the letter B, and all the U's are letter U's. So bad that you'll demand to be letter fucked twice a day, and not just with redacted in a three-way. Why not let others see that, see the beautiful, voluptuous body, and watch you letter shake uncontrollably when you letter come? They'll go out of their minds. Then I'll find more friends and we'll tie you letter up so you are helpless. I'll direct them to have their way, have their way any way they want. Who can make you letter screed the loudest? Maybe I'll just light them up and have them squirt in your you are mouth, your you are pussy, PUSSEY, and all over your you are tits and ass all at the same time. You'll be letter covered in cum, and we'll make you letter eat it all and taste everybody's cum. The next morning you'll be letter a little sore, but you are still going to want more. After all that, and then it cuts off. Very hard to read. Very, 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 very hard to read. And for those of you who do end up watching the YouTube video, I do apologize for the language, and I do apologize for me looking out. I'm reading as it's there. Allegedly, McMahon pressured Miss Grant into several additional threesomes, in large part because she felt she had no other choice, particularly after McMahon's comments that he had personally ensured that she had not lost her job. Considering nothing in there states anything about a job description, that's hard to believe, in my opinion. There's just so much in here. You could read it for yourself. I'm not going to continue reading all these text messages. And it has nothing to do with the language or anything. It's just, well, it has a lot to do with the language. I don't know how much of it is true. I'm not, here's one. I don't know how much this is real. I'm not a judge. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an attorney. I'm not, somebody who works in a legal department. I'm just a wrestling fan who has a podcast, and I'm pointing out the facts. You can read it. It is, it is public knowledge. It's out. I'm sure you've read it on Twitter or X and Facebook. Going back, there is also TKO came out with a message. Let's see. Trying to find it. Did you? I don't see the TKO announcement. Let me find it. TKO. TKO did put an announcement out. Let's see. So apparently, this might be, this is from Ringside News. Possible sign WWE could be distancing from Vince McMahon after trafficking lawsuit. First off, nothing there sounded like anything trafficking, in my opinion. So apparently, Vince McMahon is facing serious allegations. Of course, this is from Ringside News. Vince McMahon is facing serious allegations of sexual trafficking and misconduct from former WWE employee Janelle Grant. The lawsuit claims McMahon shared explicit content of Grant without consent, which, from what I've read, was consented, but regardless, involving other WWE employees, unnamed executives, and stars, and allegedly directed her to engage in sexual activities with them. It was also reported that WWE has told their talent to lay low and not talk about anything related to Vince McMahon's lawsuit, adding that they should just focus on the Royal Rumble and its subsequent storylines. According to PW Insider, yesterday at the WWE Royal Rumble store in Tampa, WWE offered a Vince McMahon shirt commemorating his 1999 Rumble match victory. However, with the recent lawsuit in play, the shirt was noticeably absent when the store reopened this morning. By the looks of it, this is the first sign WWE is distancing itself from McMahon. McMahon's disturbing texts to the victim were also revealed. It remains to be seen whether Vince will be erased from WWE history following all these allegations. Just remember that they're allegations. That's not what TKO put out. And for those of you who are watching, thank you so much for watching. Go ahead and like the subscribe notification. Here we go. This is from WrestleOps on X at WrestleOps. A spokesperson for TKO Group Holdings has said in a statement, Mr. McMahon does not control TKO, nor does he oversee the day-to-day operations of WWE. While this matter predates our TKO executive team's tenure at the company, we take Ms. Grant's horrific allegations very seriously and are addressing this matter internally. And that's actually from Variety magazine. Vince McMahon also put out or here we go. A spokesperson, this is from at Wrestling News Co. A spokesman for Vince McMahon sent us this statement. This lawsuit is replete with lies, obscene, made-up instances that never occurred, and a vindictive distortion of the truth. He will vigorously defend himself. So, you know, again, like I said, you have her side, and the truth. We'll find out the truth, as it goes through the court system. However, you know, there are also people calling for Stephanie McMahon, Nick Khan, Triple H to be held accountable because apparently, allegedly, according to the Twix people, they knew what was going on and swept under the rug. Let's go ahead and read this. This was shared by John Alba, December 27th, 2022, and it was sent by email from the WWE board of directors at the time to Vince McMahon when he expressed interest in coming back. He sent a letter to the board of directors saying he wanted to re come back after retiring in, what was it, June of 2022 or July. So here's where this came directly from board of directors. Dear Vince, we write in response to your letter of December 20th. We fully agree that your assessment that the company's management team is exceptional and are pleased to hear that Stephanie, Nick, Paul, and the rest of the management team have your full and unconditional support. We believe that our investors, employees, and fans agree. There is tremendous excitement at the company and among our fan base, and our stock price has grown by more than 40% in just the last year. We remain optimistic about the continued success of this management team and the WWE franchise overall, and we believe your support is critical to the success. As you know, it is our fiduciary obligation to continue to act in a way we believe is in the best interest of the company and its shareholders. We have always taken that responsibility very seriously, and all of our decisions are guided by this duty. With respect to your suggestion regarding your process to evaluate strategic alternatives and your role in that process, we are prepared to initiate such a process and are happy to work with you to ensure that is the best process for the company and all of its shareholders. Indeed, we would welcome you and your advisors playing an important role in that process, including working together to identify the full range of potential alternatives and counterparties. To that end, we suggest that your bankers and lawyers meet with our bankers and lawyers in the first week of January to discuss how to best move forward together in this process. Excuse me. Although we welcome your participation in the launch of a strategic alternatives review process, it is also our unanimous view that your return to the company at this time, while government investigations into your conduct by the U.S. Attorney's Office and SEC are still pending, would not be prudent from a shareholder value perspective. This determination is based, here's a key sentence. This determination is based on a variety of factors, including non-public information the board has become aware of and the risks to the company and its shareholders of placing a greater spotlight on these issues. The attached draft letter agreement provides that the board will not agree to the shareholder demand and the company files suit against you on the conditions that you confirm your commitment to repay all of the investigation-related expenses incurred by the company, and that you agree not to serve as an officer, director, or employee of the company during the pendency of the government investigations. Those conditions and the draft letter agreement reflecting such conditions were unanimously approved by the board prior to receiving your letter of December 20th and were reaffirmed unanimously subsequent to that date. We are excited about the future of WWE and its continued success, and we look forward to working with you in the exploration of potential strategic alternatives as we continue to try to maximize shareholder value. Sincerely, the board of directors of WWE. That was done last year. That was done December of 2022. And so they were unanimously against it in terms of Vince, in terms of Vince coming back. Vince, remember, Vince forced his way back on to the board, and he brought two McMahon supporters with him. This wasn't something that was approved. He basically took his power as being the main shareholder and forced his way back onto the board of directors. I don't know. At this point, I don't know what to think. I like to deal with facts. I'm not going to jump on the bandwagon of anything of saying they need to distance of that they, you know, need to whatever, you know, erase Vince from history, give him the Chris Benoit treatment. From this is just looking at it from a non-legal point of view. Okay. A lot of stuff in there. Well, if you look at the text messages, they don't look like they were typed by somebody who is a 75-year-old person. It looks like it was done by this teenager or 20-some-year-old person. With the shorthand, the abbreviations, the irregular caps, you know, it just doesn't look like somebody who's at that age group. I could be wrong. But that's what I see. Also, they were very long messages. Vince McMahon is a workaholic. This is before he retired. This is when, you know, the pandemic was happening. He was trying to figure out what to do with the talent, you know, with everybody. They got to the Thunderdome going. And, you know, I can't imagine him taking the time out to text something like that. There's no time stamps on it. So it could have been late at night, but we know we've heard the stories of him working till like 2 or 3 in the morning and then going to sleep for 4 hours, getting up, working out, and then going back to work. Could it be that in his older age he wasn't doing that same routine? It's always a possibility. We know that he did pay hush money to former WWE employees for inappropriate relations. We know that last year in July, I want to say it was 2023, or May of 2023, Vince had his house subpoenaed or his information subpoenaed, and the FBI, you know, did in fact, they collected a lot of evidence, which could have included cell phone, and go through it. So that right there would have, in my opinion, verified whether these text messages were sent from his phone, if that's if they found him, if they found it. None of that came out because I would think that if that's the case, there would have been criminal charges filed against Vince. Also, you have to wonder why Miss Grant did not go to the cops and file charges if she felt like she was trafficked or abused. First of all, that's not a defense. I'm not. Vince McMahon has proven that he is, you know, not a nice person. I'm not going to go off and say he's evil, he's a sexual deviant, you know, because honestly, being, you know, if you have sexual fetishes or whatever, that doesn't make you a bad person. Now, it may not be something that you agree with, especially defecating on somebody. But it's just not something that you want to even think about, but it's not illegal. In terms of apparently, in terms of alleging that, you know, the victim was passed around or part of a contract negotiation, I don't know. Again, not named in the suit. Brock Lesnar was not named in the suit, but the fact is that who's the only person to be a former WWE champion and former UFC champion? Ronda Rousey. But Ronda Rousey wasn't a former heavyweight champion. She was a former UFC women's champion. I don't, again, I don't know. I'm at a loss. I look at the facts. I'm not going to jump on any bandwagons or saying, oh, they have to tar and feather Vince because of this. He's pointed, he's had a lot, he's done a lot of dirty stuff, and we know that. It's publicly recognized because of the NDAs that were brought up. And then again, WWE just signed the, $10 billion, or TKO just signed the $10 billion Netflix deal. Apparently, allegedly, from what it says in the lawsuit, this came about because Vince stopped paying her. Again, statute of limitations in Connecticut for sexual assault, is 5 years. So 2019 to 2024, it seems like she just waited, and if it's, February of 2019, she still has the time to go to the police department. I'm not blaming the victim. I never blame the victim. A lot of times, I do. There's a lot of situations that make people question the validity of the victim, but I'm not doing that because sexual assault should never, ever, ever be acceptable and never accepted. Same thing with sex trafficking. Never. My heart goes out to her because you know what? She may feel in her heart that she was abused. And that's something you can't take away. You cannot take away somebody's feelings. And I will never ever suggest that. My biggest thought right now is with her, with all parties involved, and with the lawyers, and the judges that have to decide this. Will it be something where Vince pays her and it goes away? Perhaps, possibly. He's also out of court. We know that Jerry McDivitt is a fantastic lawyer and has gotten Vince out of a lot of stuff. We just don't know at this point. We'll keep things going. We'll keep looking at everything and we'll keep reporting on it. In a smaller news situation, yesterday also came the news that Kevin Patrick has been released by WWE. Kevin Patrick was the lead commentator on Friday Night SmackDown. And, he was taken off to, he was said to have been taken off as of earlier this week. Michael Cole would fill in for him this coming Friday, meaning tonight on SmackDown. And then there would be a permanent replacement announced soon. And it's like so many people were belittling Kevin Patrick's talent. I was not really a big fan of his, but I never vocalized it because I never attacked the person. There were so many people that did, but now that he's been released, so many people are coming to his defense. So, as you know, social media is fickle. Royal Rumble tomorrow night. Let's not let this scandal overshadow the fact that the Royal Rumble is the most anticipated in years. With CM Punk, Randy, CM Punk, Cody Rhodes, Drew McIntyre, all in the Rumble, and the big four-way match for the Universal title with Undisputed Universal Champion Roman Reigns, LA Knight, Randy Orton, and AJ Styles. It's going to be fantastic. It is on Peacock tomorrow at 8 p.m. My voice is just about done and had it, so I'm going to go ahead and end this. I want to thank you all for viewing and listening. Monday night, 10 p.m., we'll be back with Suds News. Tuesday night, 10 p.m., we'll be Dockside of the Bay. And then I will keep doing Square Circle News whenever I can and whenever news breaks. Thank you all for watching and listening. My name is Vinny, and we'll see you next time on Square Circle News.